the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Why did he use that word?
God goes to extreme measures to bring the lost to himself.
The greatest gift you will ever give this world is your intimacy with God.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are all three inside of me. I've got the power right now.
I think what Jesus really wants is people to go. I want to be the answer to Jesus' prayer request.
Welcome to the Fuel for the Harvest podcast.
When this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, then shall the end come.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Fuel for the Harvest. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Charlie.
And this is Nathan. It's good to be here with you guys once again today. And we're going to be continuing in our series, Things the Bible Never Said or Things God Never Said. And today we are going to be looking at this lie.
So the lie today is, the purpose of my belief is heaven. Now, let me expand on that just really quickly. The purpose of my belief is heaven, or I believe so that when I die, I go to heaven. Solely that.
Right. Essentially, this idea that our salvation is only fire insurance. Now, of course, and we would never dream of saying otherwise, that is an aspect of believing in Jesus, this idea that we get to be with him forever when we die. However, that is not the only truth of, that is not the only reason to follow Jesus.
Now, so, just pause and relax for a second. We want you to be assured, of course we believe the scriptures that there's an eternal reality of heaven and hell. So just relax for a second while we talk about this.
Yeah. But what kind of spurred this podcast was, years ago, I was driving and I pulled up behind this pickup truck who had this massive bumper sticker, like this massive graphic on the back of their truck. And it read, "Beam me up, Jesus." Kind of a Star Trek reference there.
Well, it makes me think, what is Jesus driving, a UFO up in the sky? Beam me up, Jesus.
So basically this idea that this person so desperately just wanted to get out of this world. He just didn't want to be here anymore. He was hoping that Jesus would help him to escape.
Yeah, and we don't actually believe that's what God's called us to do. We don't think he's called us to be those who escape. Hebrews talks about those who are receiving salvation, and it says, don't shrink back, but be those who believe and are saved. The picture is one who's shrinking back versus one who's forging forward, moving forward. Jesus said, pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Now, what would that look like for us? I think it's so easy for us to run from the battle. Now, why are we talking about this aspect of a battle? Here's why. This is the implication of this belief, if we just leave it at that. If we just leave the gospel, Jesus, he wants to save me, so I go to heaven when I die. That's good. Now I'll do what I want. We don't believe that's the fullness of the gospel. We believe that God has something for us here and now. And if we believe simply that we're solely saved for heaven when we die and nothing more, then that has implications for our life here and now and what we think and what we do and how we live and how we act.
Right. In the same passage, it's fascinating, in the same passage in Ephesians, that famous grace verse, you are saved by grace, not by works, so that no one can boast, Paul goes on to write, and then you can do the good works prepared in advance for you to do. Same passage in Ephesians.
Yeah, so you're saved for a purpose here and now, and it's so easy for us to flee from that purpose, flee from the battle that God has called us to each individually fight. Now, what would that look like for us? I really like to think about it in this picture. We are not those who are in some place, in some great danger, needing to be rescued. Let's say you were in a fight somewhere, or you got kidnapped. Let's say you got kidnapped in another country and the military had to come rescue you, send in the Navy SEALs. We're not like those people being rescued. We were before salvation, but once we become saved and know who Jesus is, we are not like those people. Rather, we are like Air Force pararescue men. These are the guys who literally jump in to rescue people when they're in terrible situations they can't get out of. These are the guys who jump in to rescue military who needs help. So imagine a battle that was so horrible that it needed someone to rescue them, even though they were military guys who were able to fight this battle and do it well. They needed rescued. Yeah, that's when the Air Force pararescue guys come in. They helicopter in, they fight the enemy off so that they can rescue these guys and get them out. I think that's a picture of what God has called us to do. He's called us to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel everywhere, every person. Now, it's easy for us to have this mentality, especially if we have this belief that I'm saved so that I can go to heaven when I die and we stop there. It's easy to have the mentality of, let me just be sheltered. Let me just barricade myself. Let me just hide from the rest of the world and the dangers that are there, because what if my kids or what if my family gets exposed to that sinful person down the street? What if they hear the way they talk, or what if they see the way they live? How will that impact my family? And I've got to tell you, they're not our enemy. Satan is our enemy. He's the one that's firing arrows at us as we're diving into the danger zones. No, those people are our mission. Those are the people that we're to give our very lives to see rescued.
Right. So I almost, kind of in that same vein, I like to call Christians Jesus' first responders. They're not the people running away from the difficulty and the mud puddles of human need. They're running towards it. When they hear people screaming for help, when they hear people yelling fire, when they hear the sound of bullets, they're running towards those things, proverbially the sound of bullets. We're not advocating that you get shot or anything.
Hey, but, if there's people, just on a side note, there are literally people who feel called to run toward the sound of the guns. Literally, this movie we saw recently, Burma Rangers.
Highly recommend.
Incredible. The Lord led this guy to literally run into war zones and rescue those people who are stuck there. So anyway, I'm advocating you get shot. If it's for Jesus, just kidding. So
anyway, all that to say, this can sound kind of complicated in the way that we're explaining it, but just for clarity's sake, the idea is God has not called us to be people who escape. He's called us to be people who engage. And yes, we're supposed to like leave behind the desires of the flesh and all that and not get caught up in like all of the flesh and the desires of this world. Absolutely. We're supposed to pull away from that part of the world. But we're not supposed to pull away from the people of the world, because the people of the world are our mission. One of the Forge speakers, a guy named Adrian Dupre, you've heard, if you listen to this podcast, you've heard him talk here before. He's a really cool guy. One of the things that he says is that there's got to be a reason that God leaves us here after we decide to follow him.
And right. He literally says, he uses extreme terms. He's like, God must be a horrible ogre and terrible to leave us in such a pit, in such a terrible world with all that's going on, unless.
Right. So that's option one. Option one is God is this horrible, awful ogre. Or option two, he leaves us here for a reason. He leaves us here so that we can join him in his mission in spreading the gospel to our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, and around the world.
Absolutely. And one interesting idea about this kind of misconception of the purpose of my belief is to go to heaven when I die is, what is eternal life? Eternal life is not to escape to heaven when we die, although that is an aspect of it. No, John 17:3 actually defines eternal life for us. And it doesn't say this is eternal life, that you may escape to heaven. Or it doesn't say this is eternal life, that you stay shielded from the rest of the world. It doesn't say this is eternal life, that you escape from the battle. No. It says this is eternal life, that you may know God our Father and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. So eternal life is about us knowing God, having relationship with the one true living God. That begins here and now and extends into heaven after we die. It's a both and. And in fact, Jesus is the one who said, the one who loves me obeys my commands. So when we have this love relationship with him, it outflows into obedience. And part of our obedience is proclaiming the gospel to those who have yet to know him, to those in places of darkness, to those who are in the most dire situations, to those who are living the most horrendous lives of sin. We're not to be shielded from them. We're to go after them with love, grace, and truth.
Absolutely. You have been saved for something. Not just saved from hell, but saved for us to be able to go and do these good works, including sharing the gospel. And that's ultimately our challenge and our encouragement to you, to view the people around us not as people to be avoided, not as people to be prevented from getting close to, but as people who we're supposed to be reaching out to.
Yeah, I want to just throw this verse at you before we end as encouragement to two scriptures that Paul the Apostle wrote. He did say to die is gain. It is such a gain to be face to face with the living Jesus. But right before that, he said to live is Christ, which means every waking second would be for Jesus, everything he did. And he also said, I could wish that I would die and be with Christ, but for your sake, I am still here. He realized he still had a purpose. He still had a mission. And it was those people that God had called him to impact. You have those people in your life. Don't barricade. Don't pull back. Who are those people that God has called you to say, for your sake, I'm here?
So instead of beam me up, Jesus, hopefully our prayer can be more like, here I am, Lord, send me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for joining this episode of Fuel for the Harvest. We just would like to ask you, if you haven't already, would you subscribe either on iTunes or Spotify just to help us spread the word? Would you give us a rating? And if you've been encouraged by one of our episodes, would you share it on social media so that more people can be impacted? We would be so excited if you could. The word's already spreading. People in 30 different nations are listening. So thank you for those of you who are tuning in week after week. God bless you.
Have a great day. God bless.